What's going on? What's going on? This is D from the Abundance Podcast. And on today's episode, I just want to say, like, ladies, I'm tired of y'all. Some of y'all. And I say that because this past month, it's probably like within like the past 2-3 weeks. So I had like 3 different situations, you know, or occurrences, or just a little. I'm so stupid. When I tell you, you'll understand probably why I'm kind of tired of y'all. So the first incident was, so I was on social media and I was scrolling through stores, and a young lady that I know, she was out eating dinner and the food looked really good. And my comment on the food was, damn, I need to eat with you. Like, insinuating like, damn, you're always eating good. You're always eating like healthy meals, or your meals look amazing, like wherever you're eating at, whatever restaurant, you know, that you're sitting at right now while I'm commenting on your food and not you. So I said this to her. I said, damn, I need to eat with you. I'm seeing someone. And immediately I was like, what the, like, what are you? Are you a nut? Are you crazy? All I said was, I need to eat with you. Like, and it's so crazy because, like, I love the fact that immediately it was like no conversation. I got a man, I'm seeing somebody, she shut me down, cool. But like, in a sense, I'm like, you kind of know me. Like, I feel that you should know that that wasn't what I said. Because even when she responded to me that way, and then I responded back to her saying, like, you know, I meant it like this, and I actually said it in a voice message. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was just kind of like, damn, like, what the fuck, man? Like, why does it have to be like that? Does, like, I want to say do, or does, do, does, like, did the way I came off, like, make it seem like that? Do I give you that vibe? Do I make you feel like I'm constantly trying to, because I am the type of dude, like, I will compliment you, and just, it'll just be that. It'll just be a compliment. You know, I'm a single man, so me complimenting a woman, I don't feel like I'm disrespecting any relationship I have. Now, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to do that, you know, obviously. But, so the second incident was, what did I say? Oh, okay. So I bumped into someone I haven't seen in a long time. We've known each other for a while. So I bump into whatever. She's like, oh yeah, you know, hit me up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool, I got you, you know. And like, I will hit you up on some, and it could just be friendly. Like, I don't mind having a friendly relationship with a female. Like, I don't care how attractive she is. Like, it's just that, if that's what it is, that's what it is. So she's like, hit me up, hit me. I'm like, all right, cool. So I hit her up. I'm like, it was good seeing you, you know, you look good. Like, you look good. Like, time has, you know, has done you well, you know, you look good. Oh, I appreciate that, but you know, I have to respect my relationship. Again, I respect that you're coming off on me like that, but at the same time, I'm like, damn, like, is it like that? Because my sister called me and I'll be like, hey gorgeous, hey beautiful, you know what I mean? And that's gonna lead me into my last, it's gonna piss me off. But so when I say these things, I don't have any like malicious feelings or emotions or intent behind like what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying, like, hey, you look good, your hair looks nice, I like your shoes, I like your bag. Why does everything have to seem like some man is trying to get at you, or he's being so, like, I don't know. Like, but I guess that's just, you know, the world we live in as of right now. And that's, it's crazy. Cause I don't know, I feel like we should be able to compliment each other and not be anything, you know? And the last one I had kind of pissed me off, and, you know, it pissed me off because this person knows me and knows how I am, and kind of just, I don't know, it just took me back. And I don't disrespect women. Like, I try my best not to call nobody out their name. But so this person was returning a phone call, and when they called me, I answered. I was like, oh, hello, beautiful, you know. And she's like, well, my name is such and such. And like, with such an attitude, and I just want to be like, bitch. And I even said, I was like, yo, like, I'm not even coming at you like that. I ain't got no attitude. Like, I was just saying that, you know, I ain't mean that in no disrespectful way. Like, we can hang this phone up right now. Like, why are we, like, what is, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's the moon. maybe it's the way everything's lining up right now. And I don't know, life is too short. We're losing people, you know what I'm saying, left and right. And we can't accept compliments or take compliments. I don't know. Shit is just wild. You know what I mean? I just feel like life is too short for that, you know? And maybe I'm wrong for thinking that that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, if I had a girlfriend, I wouldn't be so open with my comments, you know what I'm saying? Or not even my compliments, you know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy sometimes when I think, like, I'm being so genuine and just honest, like, hey, your dress looks nice. I'm not over here like, damn, can you take that dress off tonight? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that type of shit. So when I get a kind of response like, oh, I got a man, or that's not my name, I'm just kind of like, all right, bitch. I'm sorry. I don't like to be like that, but that shit is crazy to me. I don't know. Like, I understand. And like I said, I love a woman who, like, shuts it down immediately. Like, I got a man. I'm in a relationship. Like, that's not what's going down. Like, I appreciate the compliment, but boom. Before it gets any further, this is what it is. Like, I respect that because I love that. Like, I would love for my woman to be like that. But I feel like at the same time, like, you should know if somebody's trying to be, like, creepy with you. You know, someone's like, oh, you know, you look nice. Boom. You know, or, hey, you look nice. And then they keep going. You know, like, I don't mind telling a woman she's pretty or she's beautiful, I like her dress, or hey, your eyes look nice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to disrespect you, you know, if you got a man. You know, like, that's one thing about me. I will ask you. And it's crazy because I've had that situation happen to me before where I'm like, do you have a man? And this young lady was like, why do you always ask me this anytime we start talking? Why does it matter? And I said, it matters because if you got a man, I'm not gonna keep fucking sitting up here talking to you. I'm not gonna keep texting you or engaging in conversation with you because I'm gonna respect your relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I understand some women like, well, I can have friends. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so we can be friends. But now the conversation is gonna change. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know you got a man, the way I talk to you is gonna be very just vague and very kind of like, because I'm gonna respect your man, because I feel there's certain things I wouldn't want my girl doing, or I wouldn't want her guy friend saying to her while she's in a relationship with me. So, and I believe in reaping what you sow, and karma is a real thing. So if I do it to you, it'll be done unto me. So let me not do that. You know, but I don't know. If you got a man, I'm good. You know, when we younger, we think being a player and talking to somebody, girl, is cool and stuff like that shit. It's not. That shit to catch up with you, and you have some lonely nights. Very lonely nights. But yeah, I don't know. So that shit, I meant to get on here like a couple nights ago and express this, but I didn't. I just been very caught up. Some things kinda happened in my personal life. Lost someone, you know, but it is what it is, you know. That's how life happens. But anyway, so yeah, I don't know. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of women feel like that now because of just the generation. You know what I mean? Like the time we're in right now, you know, where it's like a compliment. Like, I don't know, a guy just telling a girl she look beautiful, she might take it like he's getting at her. It's crazy. But like, I see both sides of it because I'm not a woman, you know, so I don't know like what men are saying or what men are sending in the DMs and the messages. I don't know that part. You know what I mean? So that's why I say I can find some type of understanding. But I feel it's for me because I'm just not like that. I don't think I'm disrespectful at all, especially when it comes talking to a woman. I don't never try to disrespect or cross any lines. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Just tell me what it is. You know, if you got a man, I'm going to respect that. You know, but if I'm just like, hey, you look nice, and your first response was, oh, I got a man, I'm gonna just be like, oh, this bitch is a nut. She's crazy. Like, something's wrong with her. Because I didn't say, hey, you look nice, what's up? You trying to go get something to eat? You trying to hang tonight? Like, you trying to come? Like, I ain't do that. I just say, you look good. And I mean that. But I don't know. Lately, this all happened, like I said, it was probably within a month. So this is kind of recent, but just little stupid things. I just think about it and I'm just like, damn, I need to get this on my podcast and kind of share that. You know, a lot of times I think I'm on here and I'm just talking and expressing and, you know, but I like to dive deep sometimes, but then sometimes too, I like to say, sometimes I can't talk and that shows too, or I can't speak. But I also like to show like the funny side of my life. Like, I don't think I want people to feel that my life is just so serious, so deep all the time. Like, no, I like to have fun. I like to be funny. You know, I feel like funny things happen to me, you know. So, you know what? I read something the other day. It was like, and this was funny as hell to me. I don't know why, but I thought it was so funny. But it said people that walk faster than everyone else are usually more unhappy, right? So I was like, damn, is that true? So I really started thinking about this, and it's just so off topic of what I was talking about. But I started really thinking about all the people in my life that walk fast, and I was like, oh shit, that might be true. See, I think that shit is funny, and it's not. You may not think it's funny, but my bad. In other news, I started a new book. It's called Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents, How to Heal from Distant, Rejecting, or Self-Involved Parents. And I'm about 3 chapters in, and the book is amazing. Like, it's great. It goes into kind of detail. Like, for me, from what I'm getting from it, kind of starting to tell me and show me and explain to me why I am the way I am based off of how my parents were, you know, and how something that really stuck out to me in the book, it was saying, you know, emotionally immature people don't know how to, like, basically own up to their mistakes. You know, it's always, oh, you know, I didn't mean to hurt you like that. And on the receiving end of that, the child or whoever the person may be, you know, tends to pick up the habit of, you know, well, you know, I didn't mean to hurt, but they didn't mean to hurt me like that. So you kind of, they pick up the habit of accepting that hurt and that disappointment sometimes. And it's crazy. It's a great book. You know, I definitely would advise anyone to pick that up. I feel like I've chosen pretty good books over the course of my life. But aside from that, just trying to be thankful, you know, learn a little bit more about myself. I had like a deep meditation night the other night. Like, I basically was seeing nothing but black, and then with me not being able to see anything but darkness and black, it just really made me think and really ask myself, like, who am I? What do I like? What have I been programmed to like? You know, what have I been programmed to do? Think, like, what do I actually like? What do I actually like doing? What type of women am I really into? My friends, like, different type of things like that. So, yeah, I don't know. And I've also, like, have awoken to the fact that I have stopped doing a lot of things that have gotten me to where I am, and it's starting to make me unhappy in another like sense of my life, to where I hate feeling stagnant. I hate feeling like I'm not really doing anything or not learning anything. I recently just downloaded TikTok after saying I never would, but actually I don't make videos. I haven't. I'm not saying that I won't, but what I've found on there lately is a lot of things that I'm into and I like watching and listening to. So that's been good. I'm just trying to, I feel like I've been off this for a minute, so I'm trying to catch everybody up that might be listening to me. Still single, let me know. Let me stop. I like to joke about that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know if I'm even, like, I would love to be in a relationship, but that's the emotion, that's the feeling side of it. Like, I would love to be with somebody, but then, like, the reality of me and my emotions is like, am I able to be with somebody right now? And it's not that I'm like hurt from a previous relationship or anything. It's just like, I feel like I'm not where I want to be to where I can give my all to a relationship. You know what I mean? I got things I want to do that I'm still trying to work on, and I want to be able to focus from that. And, you know, I've heard, like, well, you know, the right woman, she'll step in and she'll help you do all these things and help you build that. And I believe that, you know, but I don't know where she's at, you know. So I don't know. I would love to have a partner, you know, but I feel like business and pleasure, like to have that in one woman, I feel like that would be very amazing, but also rare, you know. Because I feel like from my past experiences with women, they play that role like, oh, I want to help, I want to help, I want to do something. There's only been like one female, Shada Nisi, that's actually been like genuine about always helping. And that's all it's ever been. It's never been nothing more, nothing less. And when I say that, it doesn't turn into some, you know, the Dustin, I want to, you know, I think like, she's always just really been professional with me. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, she's giving me my compliments, but I don't take them like, oh, whatever. And I've given her compliments and she don't take them like, whatever. That's why I say it's like, that's a friendship and I appreciate it. I feel like a lot of women come along and they play this role towards me like they really want to help me with what I'm doing or what I got going on, but in the back, like, they got their own type of like agenda, like, I, you know. And for me, to keep it so honest, and I really be wanting people to understand this about me, is like, I'm cool, like, I'm very to the floor, like, I'm down to earth. Like, women, if you like me, like me. If you want to fuck me, you want to fuck me, just say that. Like, just say these things to me. Let's have a conversation about it. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, because I don't do that. And I don't do that with every female, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like that, not only because, like, it's, you got to be safe, but, like, what if you're not really somebody I'm trying to mess around with like that, and you end up pregnant, or something happens? Like, I don't know. To me, that's just not what it is. And plus, I've been learning a lot that your sexual energy is like one of the strongest energies your body produces, and conserving that energy, you can manifest and attract a lot more into your life. So I really been practicing that a lot too. But back to what I was saying is like, yeah, it, like, I don't know, just be real with me. Cause I've if I really got into some stories, like, I feel like I've ran across women who all they wanted was sex. And for me, it's like, just say that. Because I tend to find the best in people. So, like, I'll get to know you and be like, oh, you really cool, you really this, you really that. And then you end up just, whatever, we end up hooking up, whatever it is. And then you start getting distant on me, or I'm only hearing from you when you want something. And if it's like, just say that. Like, I just, honesty and communication is like key with me. So key. You know, because I'm very, like, if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you right away. Like, listen a bit in the bud, you know. Matter of fact, this recently happened to me. A friend of my cousin's, you know, we got introduced. Cool, nice girl, very smart, whatever. She's white. But in conversation with me, she used the N-word. First time I was kind of like, You know, then I asked my cousin, like, yo, you let her talk to you? Like, does she talk like that around you? Like, what's going on? She's like, nah. So the girl, she said it again. And immediately, I'm like, hey, look, I don't know who you cool with, who allows that. I know you're not saying it in a disrespectful way, but I'm not used to that. You know, like, I was really just trying to, like, nip this in the bud now before it got any just worse. And that's how I am. I'd rather just speak up on something and talk about it versus, like, letting there just be dry air. Like, if we don't speak on, don't say anything, then that, and it's just up in the air, it allows you to just create excuse me, my mouth is dry, it allows you to create whatever story in your head about whatever happened, and it allows me to create whatever story in my head about what happened or what is going on. And sometimes that's horrible, you know what I mean, because you're thinking one way, I'm thinking this way, and we never, and you know what I mean? And it may not even be that. That's what I'm saying. My mouth is dry. And I see this water bottle right here, and it's not even open, but I don't want to get up and get it because I'm almost done. So it's no point. But I appreciate y'all sticking around to listen to the dry mouth, boy. But, yeah, so I don't know. I'd rather just communicate about it. Like, I don't know. Even if it's like you think it's going to hurt me and make me feel a way, just let's just talk about it, because us not talking about it is going to make me feel a way anyway. So why not just, you know, be honest with each other? So, and that's just where I'm at with it. But I definitely, I appreciate everyone. I'm glad y'all got to get on here and listen to my rim. I have no notes or anything written down. I'm like, I just came in and dropped them on my son. I'm like, I got to do a podcast, get it done now so I can get it out and be gone. And I did it. And I appreciate you sticking with me. I'll be having some more questions coming up soon this week, or don't hold me to this week, maybe next week, where I have questions from people, of course, that I'm going to answer. And that's it. And just up until this point, I just really do want to appreciate everyone. I just want everyone to know I do appreciate them. Everyone that's ever listened, tuned in, even if you didn't listen to a full episode, you know, if you just told somebody about it or whatever it is, or you always listening, I just want you to know, like, I appreciate you and I thank you. You know, I just, because people, time is the most valuable thing you can give a person. So for you to be giving me that time to just listen to what I'm saying on here, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. So like I say, appreciate people. Be thankful for people in your life, because you never know when they can be gone. Appreciate people, whether in your life for 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. Appreciate people, because you never know when it's their time to go. And always remember to live life in abundance.